Okay, we're going to look at views and reports today. Views are kind of an interesting thing to create because if you look at them, you can combine a bunch of things. So I took and said, okay, here are the three tables that I work with a lot: the donor, the donation, and the drive. And I'm going to take and create a view that has some key information from all three tables. So if you scroll down a little, I've created this view where I said, okay, select create view. And I gave the view a name. And I said, okay, as select. And I'm selecting the ID number from the donation table, the name from the donor table, the contribution amount, which I don't have to specify because it's only on one table, the drive number from the drive table, and the drive name. And again, putting those characters in front mean that I can refer to the table by that one character rather than the whole thing. And then I said, do this where the ID on the donation table equals the ID on the donor table, and the drive number on the donation table equals the drive number on the drive table. So I basically, the select part of that would have just selected and created this output. But now I said, take and make a view that contains that output. Yeah.
So when you put donor G, is that you just picking a letter that represents donor?
That's me picking something that represents, for me, sure, the donor.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
So what I've done is I've now created this view, and I can keep this view. And let's say this is something I frequently want to look at. I can just run the view, and it pulls all the things from the three tables together and shows me the view. Now, the nice thing about the view is that if I change the data on the tables and I run the view again, the new data will be there. Okay, so it recreates the view. The view isn't kept, the tables are kept, but the view isn't. So the view is for the current data in those tables. So if I add 10 donations, it's going to add that information to the view that it creates. Yeah.
Recently we worked on multiple tables. We had something called a merge table, you know, for that was the only table, so the other two tables can interact, not that interact through that table. For view, is like, well, how is it different from what we did previously on multiple tables? Why would somebody use this compared to what we did previously?
I don't know what we did previously, but
didn't we do something on merge tables?
We connect tables, but we sat down and did the select like this. The select like this brought the cables together for us to use to show output. And so we brought information from multiple tables together to show output. Now what we're doing is saying that collection of data that we brought together, we want to save the description of it so that we can use it again and again and again. So that's what the view does, is it says, this is something I lots of times want to know. And so I'm going to create a view that will show that so that I don't have to create the linking and all that multiple times. It's done once. Oh, and if I want to see the view, I can see it. Okay, so I have that out there. So if I say select asterisks from Don expand. Okay, that's what I've got. So that's what the data that I have out there came up with, a few extras or different data than what I have on here.
So you call upon a view just like you call a table?
Yes.
Exactly. That's what I was confused about. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, so I'm now saying, show me what's in the view.
Yeah.
And it's now showing me what's in the view. Okay, and if I do a DESC, Okay, it shows me, just like it was a table, it shows me what is in that view. And when I created the view, I put in the ID number, the name, the contact amount, the drive number, the drive name. So there they are. Okay? And so I can look at the view, see a description of the view, and I can see the content of the view. Okay? So again, this is the kind of thing that if I have something that I repeatedly want to see, this is a good way of setting it up. And again, the view will be current. So if I go and add a record to the donation table, it will now show up here. So it's current when I do the view. So the view doesn't keep the data. The view, or whatever algorithm they have going on in the background. But it's not like a table, okay? It recreates it with the current data. And how much it has to recreate and how much it pulls from the old is part of the magic of the algorithm.
Also, if I change something on the donor table, it will affect the data.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
And that's committed to, it's essentially, but it's not another table, you're saying?
It's not another table.
Okay.
It basically recreates, because otherwise you couldn't be adding something and having it show up. But I suspect it doesn't. I suspect they've got an algorithm that checks for times or something like that and figures out an efficient way to create the view as opposed to creating it from scratch. But that's just my guess. That's why Oracle makes the big bucks, is I assume that they have some kind of set of algorithms where they can check and look for current data and add the current data, but bring up whatever they do.
Exactly, whatever they have.
Okay. So you can create the view, and then I went down and I inserted something in donation and then did the view again, and it brought up what I had added. Okay, so I added something into the donation and it brought it back up.
So you can't edit table in a view, you edit table in a table. You can't edit data, I'm sorry, that's what I want to say. You can't edit data in a view. Like you edit data at a table?
You shouldn't, I don't think, but you go ahead and make the change to the data in the tables. Okay, when you're adding, updating, and deleting, you go ahead and use the tables. And then you can go in and treat it like it was a table, in the sense that I can say, okay, now show me that view, but I only want to see records in the view that have a count amount greater than 20. And so you can put all kinds of clauses on this to get, you know, to fine-tune what you have in the view. So the view can be a base, and then I can fine-tune it by saying, right now I want to just see the ones with a count amount greater than 20. Okay. And you can use group by, so you can do all of these kinds of things. I can say, create a view, that this one is kind of interesting. Create a view, and I call it drive view. And it's going to be made up of drive number and total contribution. And I'm going to say, select drive number, which will go in there, and sum of count amount, which will go in there, from donation. Okay? So I'm saying create the view and put in it, I want the view to contain drive number and total count. As, and now I'm going to do a select that is doing grouping and doing summing, and it will do that, execute that select, and then put the two things that I asked for in there. Okay. Okay. So you can go ahead and create a view or pretty much anything that you want to kind of keep as I want to be able to get to this quickly and easily. And then you can look at it and handle it much like a table when you're viewing it. Okay. I'd go ahead and bring up, because I want you to bring it up the next time and try one of these, try making a view of something. So bring up Oracle and try making a view of something. And then we're going to move on to a very, very primitive report. And I want you to try that, so you might as well bring up Oracle now. I always have to look. What is it? User. I always have to look. Go to the maintenance one and look. I also meant to point this out, so I just did it as I was thinking. Down here they say create view, drive view, and they put the two fields in. The reason they did that is because they had been a sum. You could do it this way. You could have said create view drive, and I just put 100 on that because I tried to lose one and it told me I'd already tried something. So drive view 100 as select drive number sum and then give the name here, but I need to give the name of the column someplace from donation group by drive number. So these are two different ways that I can do the same thing here. Okay, this one I put the fields in parentheses. This one I just said select drive number. I can't do sum there. I have to give it a name. And then it will work and come up with the same results. Notice when you do this and say create view, the view just gets created. It doesn't show you the result. You have to go in and then do a select to see the result.
Can you edit a view? Like, say if I've been using a view for a while, like, oh, I want to see this now on top of it.
Wait just a minute. I have no idea what you just said.
Can I edit a view?
Wait just a minute, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to remove that.
Okay, so then when I go in and tell it to select asterisks from drive view 100, but the create view created the view. It didn't show me the results. Then I can say this, and it will show me the results. Okay, so I use a regular select to show me the results. Okay, now what did you say that I didn't comprehend?
On a table, if I want to add another category, I can edit the table.
Add another category? What's a category?
I can add like another.
Yes.
What's called? Can I do that with a view? Like, say I'm using
yes.
a view for.
Right. Yes. Right. Okay, so that's a view that you can create, and you can also then see the results of the view. The next one is introduction to reports. This is truly a primitive way of doing reports. They have a lot of user kind of things that you can use to create reports, but they require using software that's designed to do it, okay? So this is kind of just the very primitive way that you can make a simple report if you want to do it without using those tools. So I start out here, and the first thing I'm going to do is say edit in class one, we'll call it. Let's see if I've got anything called that. So I'm starting out and I'm going into the editor, and I'm going to say edit, and I am giving it a name. And then I hit enter. And so now I'm in the editor. So I'm just going to have you follow along with me and do this example. So I'm going to say clear columns. And then I'm going to say column ID number heading is going to be donor ID number. And the way that I wrote this with the line in between means that it will be a double line header. I'll have donor on one line and I'll have ID number on the line below it. So it will be a double line header. Okay? And so then I'm going to say column name heading donor name. Okay? And then column, cont amount, heading, contribution amount, and I can't type. If you haven't used the editor much, now on this first example, I don't have the name of the table that I'm using, which is fine if I had just been working with Donor Expand. But it is far, far better, and you should put in the name of the table. So I'm saying select asterisk from Donor Expand. Okay? And I should have said you should have created Donor Expand. Sorry about that. So you should create Donor Expand. And if you go back to the previous handout, the one about views, you can create Donor Expand. Okay? So I'm saying select asterisks from Donor Expand, and then I am going to exit here. So I'm doing Control O and hitting enter and control X, and I'm back at the prompt. So then I use an at sign if I want to save it. So I'm saying at sign, and this was called, what did I call it? In class one. Okay. So that created my header, my table. Okay, so go back and create donor expand. Again, just look at the previous, the one on views, and it's got the code to create donor expand. Okay. If you don't have donor, etc., you can just make up your own here. Okay, you can make up any columns for any table you have, so it doesn't have to be using the view. I use the view. You can just make up a simple one for any table that you have, putting in the field name, putting in the word heading, and giving it a heading, and then do a select asterisk from your table. Okay, so if you don't have the donor donation and drive, then you can just use another table. But what you do is set it up so that it is talking about the fields from the table that you have, and the select is going to say select asterisk from the table you have. Okay? So you can use any one of your tables, and it will create this. If you want to just use the donor table, if you have the donor table, just take fields from the donor table. Okay? So that made a very simple report. Then I go in, and if I want to change this, okay, so I'm going to go down a little bit further and change it and put in a title. Okay, so I'm going to go back in and say, edit class in class 1. Okay, so now I'm going to go in, and the two things that I did differently here is I am going to set the line size so that it won't wrap if I'm too big. So that's a good thing to put in. And T title is going to be donations with donor and drive. So that's my title that I'm adding. Okay? So I've added in this code. And if I do a control O, whoops. Okay. And then I'm going to say @ in class 1. And I now have the title, and the title included the date and the page. Okay, so when I put in the title, it also got me the date and the page. Okay, is everybody getting something on this?
Yeah.
Yes, no, maybe.
It just needs to be like a fancy table.
Huh?
It looks like a fancy table to me.
Yeah. Question. You're throwing your hands up and...
just hard to follow. I get it. It's just hard to follow.
Okay. As I said, you can pick anything that you want for a table. So you can just pick fields that come from your donor table and not use the view. My example, use the view. But I can use fields that come from my donor table. So I could have gone in and just said column ID number, name, and then year goal could have been my numeric field. If I use donor, I could use year goal, I can use state, I can use whatever I want. But I can just pick the fields. In this one, I use the view just because in the previous handout, I've done the view. Okay, but if you don't have donor, bribe, and donation, which, by the way, I would get at some point, just do a select asterisk from donor and use the fields from donor. Okay? Okay, now you can go back in and you can format these. Okay, so if you look at this, and if I go back in and again say edit in class one, and I go out here, now I can go in and change the format of how I want these fields to set up. So I decided when I did this that I wanted this top one to be 8 characters. And so I made it A8, which is alphabetic 8, or alphanumeric. And then I've got format A16, that is the format I put on the donor's name. And then I have a format here that I want to make it numeric and have a dollar sign and all that good stuff on it. And so I can put that format in. And then I've got a format of A8. And then I've got a format again of A16. Okay? So I can go in and format my fields. And so then I do a Control O and a Control X, and I'm back. And interestingly enough, if you hit a slash, it runs, but it doesn't make the changes. Okay, a slash will run it, but it runs the previous version. It hasn't saved the new changes. It doesn't run the new changes. Whereas if I say @ in class one, then it is showing up with the versions changed. Okay? So I am seeing there. Formatting. So I've got the formatting for the amounts, and I've got a particular number of characters. Okay. And I'm assuming 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. I'm assuming it counted right that I did it. And that is 16 characters that I set up. Okay. And in setting the size, you want to set the size to be able to hold the data, and you also want to have set the size to be able to hold the headers you're putting in. Okay, so that gives me a title. Then I go down. And the next thing coming up is I want to do a break. Okay. So I'm going to say edit in class one. I bring it up, and now I'm putting in a break. Okay, now the problem with this is I've got it that I want a break on drive number. Okay, so I'm saying break on report, which really it would break on the report anyway, That's the final total. And on drive number. And then you can also put in how many characters, how many lines you want to skip. So I put in a skip 2. Okay, so I want to break on report, and I want to break on drive number, and I'm going to do basically a double line. So I've got a skip 2 going on here. So I'm doing, again, a control O. Okay, I'm not doing a control O. And a control X. And if I just run this, so @ in class 1, that's what I get. Okay, it did a break. But the problem is that my drive number, which is what I was breaking on, wasn't in order. So it's making, basically, it's breaking every time. Okay, so I'm getting a break for everything because there weren't any two that were next to each other. So it's doing constant breaks. So what I need to do at that point then is go back in. And I'm going to come down to the select, and I'm going to put select asterisks from donor expand, order by drive number. Because if I want to break on drive number, then I want them to be in order by drive number. Okay, so they're all the 100s together, all the 200s are together, and that sort of thing. So I'm saying select asterisks and order by drive number. Okay, so now I'm doing again a control. Actually, I want to take a picture. And then come back and convince that I'm back. And do a control O, slash enter, and control X. And then say I want to see this. And now it is breaking on department number because all the 100s are together. And notice when it breaks on it, it just shows the 100 there and just the 200 there. Okay, now, obviously I arranged this in a way that was going to have the drive number where I put it. But if I had changed it and put the drive number first, that might make it, you know, stand out more, the fact that it broke on drive number. Okay. Then if you scroll down a little bit further, I did do a change. I created a view as opposed to just changing the things. I actually created a view and said, okay, I'm going to use this view and I'm going to select drive number, drive name, ID, name, quantum amount, and from donor expand. So I'm actually taking a view that I had and reorganizing that view to be in giving it another name. So the view, I'm not going back to the tables and getting all the information. I'm saying just go from the view and get that information. So I've now made another view that has the same information on it, but I've organized it in a different way. So that's just another way that I can do it. Okay, then I can put in the compute the sum. So I'm going to just stay with the one that I had. And I'm going to do edit in class 1. And now I'm going to say I want to compute a sum. And I keep thinking my mouse is actually going to work. So I'm saying compute sum of cont amount on drive number. And then I've got compute sum of cont amount on report. Okay, so I'm now asking it to give me some totals. And so again, I can hit Control O, Enter, Control X, and I come back and at sign in class 1, and I've now got totals. Okay. And this is page 2. Let me go back up and get page 1. Okay, so there's page 1. So for 100, I've got 25, 20 is a sum of 45. 200, notice that it did one of the 200s on here, and the other one, it repeated the 200 when it meant to a new page. If they'd all been on the same page, it wouldn't have done that. And that gave me a sum of 260. Then I've got a sum of 10, and the total for the whole report was 315. So it gave me a sum of all of these. Okay. And this one simply gave a, I took out the things about giving me the subtotals, and I only had in this one the break on report and compute the sum of the report. And so I got whatever it was doing, it gave me the sum. And then I said, okay, you can also come in if you want to and compute the average. Okay, so I can put in there, as opposed to compute sum, compute the average. Okay. So I've got an average. And then the most frustrating part of this whole thing, oh, by the way, I have set page size, and I should have gone in and done that. So if I go back in and edit, and put a set page size, actually, I think I'll put it down with line size, but I don't think it matters really where you put it. Can't spell. Okay, so I put a set page size to 20. And if I do a Control O, space, enter, Control X. Okay. So now I've got it more, you know, showing a little bit better because I made the page size bigger. And so the whole of 200 showed here, and 300 ended up being on page 2. Okay, but I can basically control the page size the way I want to. Okay, so these are a lot of the things that go with it. The problem is, if I now am undone, and I want to do a select asterisk from InVin. I think I have a file called InVin out there. Okay. It's showing up. It's now putting the data in the report. So I'm getting the header. And it is showing the data fine, and it's not doing the other things, but it's showing the data inside the header. So I need to do something like set T title off. Oh, I have to be inside the report, I guess. I thought I could just set it off there. Okay. I'm remembering something wrong. Did I type that right? Set. I guess maybe I should try it without the set. That's what I think I did. No, it didn't like that. So if I go back in here, edit in class 1, and down at the bottom, I don't like this, and I'm trying to remember. Experiment while you're waiting for me to figure it out. Let's see what that does for me. No? Okay, see if somebody can solve this problem. I've got T title off, which should be the same as setting T title. So I set T title there. Why can't I have T title off there? I swear I've done this before, and I swear it worked, but then again. So it definitely doesn't like it inside. I was going to end this by saying these are a pain in the neck to use, and clearly they're more of a pain than I realized, or that I remembered. I played with this last night, but I never set any of them off.
Maybe put it in the...
Try it.
Outside of the editor? I don't have title on. In the
okay.
But I can try and see if it'll look so
good. Okay, I put one setting them off. So let's try that outside the okay, that seemed to work. Putting it below the slash.
That's what worked. I put the slash on the outside of the editor. I put the slash and then wrote it. I think that works.
And then if I now go in and say select asterisk from InVen, it does not have the title. So I went in and I set it off. And now it doesn't have the title. I don't think I took a picture of that. So there I've set the title off. So essentially the problem is that once you've set up the report, it tends to remember some stuff. And... so you get in trouble, and you have to set off the stuff that you've set on in to do it. The easiest thing to do is after you finish writing the report, save it, turn it off, and turn it back on again, and then they all go away. But anyway, that's how you can write a very basic, simple report. Okay, and you've got a bunch that you can turn off or on in there. And you can put in the entire, if you want to, the entire select instead of using a view. I came down here and did the entire select, okay, so that I put in all that I wanted instead of a view. And that's fine. You can combine tables, you can do all of those kinds of things. So that is how you make a simple report. Okay. So again, to create a script, use edit, and then to run it, use @ and the script name, and it will run it. So that creates a simple report for you. Okay. I'm going to call it quits and go back to subqueries next week and mixed in with a bunch of other stuff. And then we are going to move on to indexes, but I don't want to start indexes with 15 minutes left. There's several of you that need help and are behind, so if you want to stay around and ask some questions, that would be a good thing to do and try to figure out how we're going to get you back on track. Joe is available all of these times. This one I changed one place, but this is K104, right? Now, pretty much every
yeah.
week is in.
Every
Monday
day.
Is in 104.
Yes, Tuesday and 104, Wednesday 102.
Wednesday's 102?
Yes. Because the 104 got taken over by another sports. I didn't know we had that many athletic programs at BCC.
On Thursday we get to stay in here, right?
Yes, yes I do.
So far, at least.
Yes.
Okay. So those are the times. So, okay, I am done. And those of you who are not feeling comfortable